So, Rachel, what was the big takeaway?
The big takeaway is that rates are going to go up. The city budget proposes increasing wastewater rates by about 5%. Water rates would go up by about 10%. Solid waste, they're budgeting an increase of about 13%, but that's an estimate. The city is in the process of awarding a new solid waste contract, so it'll depend on the results of those negotiations. Electricity, the city is budgeting a 15% increase, but of course, the assembly right now has two different plans before it. One would raise rates by about 23%. This year. The other would spread that increase out over a couple different years.
What's this all mean for an average family?
Well, we did the math for an average Sitka household. So that means you use about 1,000 kilowatt hours of electricity each month. So right now you're paying about $240 a month for utilities. And that's, again, water, wastewater, solid waste, electricity. And it depends on which electric rate increase the assembly chooses. But with the smaller electric rate hike, the bill would go up to about $260. So that's an increase of about $20 a month. And the larger electric rate hike would mean that your utility bill would jump to about $280 a month. So that's a $40 a month increase. It's pretty significant.
So a lot of this is going to be news to people, except for the electric rates. That's sort of been on the radar for a while because the department's been draining its reserves in order to meet its debt service for the Blue Lake project. But why are all these other hikes being folded in all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, there's different issues for the different funds, but the big picture, and it's the same thing that we heard last year, it's that the amount of money that's coming in from ratepayers just isn't enough to fund the maintenance and replacement of existing infrastructure. So whether that's water mains, sewer lines, harbor floats, these projects are expensive. Finance Director Jay Sweeney, he gave me the example of the Lake Street sewer line. So that runs from Sawmill Creek Road to Arrowhead Street. That's less than half a mile, and replacing it will cost about $1.6 million. So the projects cost a lot, and in the past, Sitka has relied a lot on the state to come through with funding. It's not clear that that's going to continue with the state's current budget. So that's the situation for these enterprise funds. They have to replace infrastructure, and they don't have the revenue right now to do that.
And rates went up last year also.
Yeah, last year wastewater went up by about 9%. Water last year was about 13%, and electricity was about 10% last year. And Finance Director Jay Sweeney, he told the Assembly that Sitkins need to get used to seeing rates go up every year. Hopefully not by double digits. The goal is to get through some double-digit increases and then institute smaller annual increases to keep up with the cost of these funds. But one of the things to remember is that Sitka went for years without rate increases. The Water Fund, for instance, raised rates once between 1992 and 2009, so these funds are now catching up.
What did the Assembly have to say about all this at the work session?
Well, it was a work session, so the Assembly can't take any formal action. It's really a time for the Assembly to hear how city staff came up with the budget and to ask questions. And there weren't a ton of questions, and there really weren't any real objections to what the city is planning, or, you know, at least none that were said out loud. I spoke with Mayor Mim McConnell and Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter after the meeting, and Hunter said he hadn't heard anything new. You know, they knew that these funds need more money. And when I asked sort of how much of an increase is too much of an increase, I got this response from Mayor Mim McConnell that I thought was pretty interesting. I'm going to play you her response.
It's not just utilities. It's all the other cost of living here in town that gets everybody. And really, utilities aren't that high. It's the food, and it's the housing and transportation and all that stuff is so sky high for this isolated community. And so, you know, it's unfortunate that you add utilities onto all of that and people just go, no, I can't take this anymore. This is too much. And it's like it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. Nevertheless, these increases need to happen.
I think I've heard the mayor saying this kind of thing before. Sitka has just gotten more expensive, and our utilities as a proportion of our overall expense are not that large.
Yeah, and that really is the message from the city. So whether citizens see it that way remains to be seen.
So what's next in the process?
Well, there's another work session this coming Tuesday, May 5th. That will be the third work session on the budget, and they may try to squeeze in another one. And then the actual budget will come before the Assembly at its regular meeting on May 27th. The full budget has to be approved by the end of June. But the thing to remember is that even if the Assembly passes this budget, which assumes these rate increases, each of these different increases has to come before the Assembly as a separate ordinance. So each of them will be coming up to be voted on separately, and the public will have a chance to weigh in at that point.
And the first one is like already here, right?
Yeah. This coming Monday, May 4th, the Assembly will be discussing electric rates. It's a special meeting at 5 p.m. on Monday, and they'll be deciding between two different proposals. So the Assembly has to choose one of those or neither.
All right. KCAW reporter Rachel Waldholtz has been tracking the city budget process. Thanks so much for keeping us updated, Rachel.
Thanks, Rob.